This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote this week on a new committee to investigate the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building. As proposed, the new committee would have 13 members and the power to subpoena witnesses, according to legislation released by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The effort comes after Senate Republicans blocked the formation of an independent bipartisan commission to probe the attack. On July 6th, hundreds of former President Donald Trump's supporters violently broke into the Capitol building and interrupted the certification of President Joe Biden's victory in the November presidential election. The new partisan House panel would have 8 members appointed by Pelosi and 5 appointed after consultation with Republican leader Kevin McCarthy. A Pelosi aide said the speaker is considering including a Republican among her appointments, which would bring the likely partisan split to 7-6. Pelosi said in a statement Monday that January 6th was one of the darkest days in our nation's history and that the committee will seek the truth about it. Almost 3 dozen House Republicans voted to create an independent panel, which would have had an even partisan split among members. 7 Republicans in the Senate supported moving forward on that bill, but that was short of the 10 Senate Republicans who would be necessary to pass it. The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday left in place a ban on residential evictions imposed last year to combat the spread of COVID-19 and prevent homelessness during the pandemic. That dealt a setback to landlords who challenged the policy. The justices declined a request made by a group of landlords to allow a federal judge's decision to block the eviction moratorium to go into effect nationwide, while litigation on the dispute continues. The moratorium expires June 30th. VOA News. Former South African President Jacob Zuma has been ordered to spend 15 months in jail after failing to appear before an inquiry looking into the numerous corruption scandals during his presidency. The country's constitutional court handed down the sentence on Tuesday after finding him guilty of contempt of court. A high court ordered Zuma to surrender to police within 5 days. The court ordered the 79-year-old Zuma earlier this year to appear before a special inquiry investigating wide-ranging allegations of looting of state-owned businesses and government departments during his 9-year tenure between 2009 and 2018. Zuma has denied the charges and has steadfastly refused to cooperate with the inquiry. Ousted Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi will return to court next week after 2 hearings on criminal charges brought against her by the military junta. Suu Kyi's lawyer, Kin Mong Za, told journalists on Tuesday that she and her 2 co-defendants heard witnesses testify on charges of sedition in the first hearing yesterday. The second hearing involved charges that she violated the country's natural disaster management law by breaking COVID-19 restrictions while campaigning during last year's parliamentary election. The attorney said the hearings have been adjourned until Monday, July 5th. Suu Kyi has been detained since February 1st. That's when her civilian government was overthrown, nearly 3 months after her National League for Democracy party scored a landslide electoral victory. Along with violating COVID-19 restrictions, she's also been accused of illegally possessing unlicensed walkie-talkies, breaching the Official Secrets Act, inciting public unrest, misusing land for her charitable foundation, and accepting illegal payments of $600,000 in cash plus 11 kilograms of gold. Ousted President Win Myint and former Naypyidaw Mayor Mayo Aung are being tried alongside Aung San Suu Kyi. A spokeswoman for the United Nations Weather Agency, the WMO, on Tuesday called the heat wave hitting the United States Pacific Northwest exceptional and dangerous and warned it could last another 5 days. The spokeswoman, speaking from Geneva, said Western Canada has seen extreme heat as well. Lytton, British Columbia, set Canada's all-time high temperature on Sunday with 46.6 degrees Celsius, only to see it broken less than 24 hours later. The second high was 47.9 degrees Celsius on Monday. The WMO says the extreme heat is caused by an atmospheric blocking pattern, which has led to what it calls a heat dome, a large area of high pressure trapped by low pressure on either side. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.